This is John Floridis, and you are listening to a Musician Spotlight Extra Session. I'm speaking today with Mike Dawes, and he is involved with the International Guitar Night. We're going to find out more about just what the International Guitar Night is in this conversation, but I can tell you some dates to look out for in your listening area, in our listening area, and in your living area. On February 10th at the Ellen Theater in Bozeman, February 12th at the Whitefish Theater in Whitefish, February 13th at the Myrna Loy in Helena, February 15th at the Petro Hall in Billings, and February 16th at the Warren Miller Performing Arts Center in Big Sky. Mike, let's talk about how this project came together to begin with. I do know a little bit about it, and I know this is the 20th anniversary this year.
Well, absolutely, yes. Well, the International Guitar Night Tour is a really, really fantastic guitar-based, obviously, as the name suggests, tour that was started 20 years ago by a chap over on the West Coast named Brian Gore. And Brian had the idea of bringing together sort of four guitar players from different countries, different continents, and more importantly, different styles of music. The audience has built up, the loyal following with International Guitar Nights built up over these 20 years, and it gives, you know, instrumental guitar virtuosos from all over the world the opportunity to come to the USA and Canada and play in these beautiful big performing arts centers. Just wonderful sellout crowds, and it's just really a dream all around, honestly.
Mike Dawes joining us here on Montana Public Radio. There are some names here that I think you're going to be better at pronouncing than I am.
Absolutely, yes. That is the curse of the International Guitar Night. Sometimes we have quite peculiar pronunciations. Well, we'll start with an easy one. So for the first time joining us, we have a legendary flat key player from Hawaii named Jim Kimo West. And Jim plays a style of guitar that's very traditional in Hawaii, and he actually also plays guitar for Weird Al Yankovic. That's his sort of day job, as it were. So there's some great anecdotes from the road in the show as well, which is a lot of fun. Also joining the show for the first time, we have, now bear with me with this one, we have Olli Soikkeli. He's a young man from Finland, actually. An incredibly slick gypsy jazz style guitar player, actually living in Queens right now. But I mean, I've never heard as many notes per second as with this guy. You know, the guy really is a beast. So, and then for the second time, we have Cenk Erdoğan from Istanbul, Turkey. Now, Cenk plays traditional Turkish music as well as other sort of, you know, Turkish adaptations of styles we would know. But the interesting thing about Cenk is that his guitar doesn't have any frets on it. So it's a fretless guitar. And then there's little old me from England. I play fingerstyle guitar. I sort of take a sort of one-man band approach to the acoustic guitar, playing with the body of the guitar like a percussion instrument as well. There's lots of gadgets and gizmos. And my day job, as it were, is I play guitar both solo like this, but also with Justin Hayward from the Moody Blues. So, yeah, we've got a very, very diverse lineup. So that's Hawaii, Finland, Turkey, and England.
And Mike, what can folks expect with this concert? I mean, what kind of experience would you say folks can look for?
Well, the thing is with this, and certainly every year with International Guitar Night is a bit different. I mean, obviously it's guitar-based music, but certainly with this show, it's not the kind of show that's just four guys staring at their shoes playing their sort of deepest, wildest guitar fantasies in a quite introverted way. It's very much a rock show to a degree. We have all styles represented, but the interesting thing is we all collaborate with each other. So you'll have the gypsy jazz guy from Finland playing with the Hawaiian flat key guy, and the Hawaiian guy playing with the Turkish guy, and everybody plays with everyone. But we're playing everything from, you know, traditional music. We're playing pop songs. We're playing rock songs. There's even an electro dance music number in the show with a full light show. It's really very, very different to what some people might have in mind as a traditional guitar concert. It's the kind of thing that guitarists will appreciate, but also the people that they might reluctantly drag out and leave with a smile, thinking, man, I'm going to come back next year, because this is how this show has grown.
Guitarist Mike Dawes joining us here on a Musician Spotlight Extra Session on Montana Public Radio. InternationalGuitarNight.com is the name of the website where you can find out more about the project in general, and you can also find out more about those dates from the tour page there. And those dates again: February 10th at the Ellen Theater in Bozeman, February 12th at the Whitefish Theater in Whitefish, February 13th at the Myrna Loy in Helena, February 15th at the Petro Hall in Billings, February 16th at Warren Miller Performing Arts Center in Big Sky. Mike, thanks so much for joining us here on Montana Public Radio, and we look forward to seeing you down the road here in Montana.
Pleasure, John. Can't wait. See you soon.